Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week I'm going to talk about brain health. Now, normally I attempt some humor with my community comments. Whether I actually succeed or not is really determined by you. Periodically, though, I address serious topics, and one topic I regularly talk about is Alzheimer's. More and more research is coming out that we can lower our chances of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia by being proactive. Here's some of the latest guidance from the Alzheimer's Association. Protect your head, wear helmets from biking to sports, and always wear your seatbelt. Brain injuries can lead to dementia. Don't smoke, and it's never too late to quit. Smoking can lead to a decline in your cognitive abilities. You may think it's making you sharper, but the longer you smoke, the more damage you do. Getting moving. Exercise has proven to be more critical than anyone thought. It's all about increasing the blood flow to your brain. Any exercise is good exercise. Challenge your mind. Put your brain to work and learn new skills. And don't stop. Your brain needs exercise too. Control your blood pressure. The latest research shows that lowering your blood pressure can increase your cognitive abilities and lower the decline. Manage your diabetes. Yes, there's a connection between diabetes and dementia. Sleep well. If I could only pull this one off. But quality sleep is critical to brain health. If you aren't sleeping well, talk to a healthcare provider. Stay in school. Education has been shown to reduce your risk of dementia. It's all about exercising that brain muscle, and it doesn't end when you get out of school. You have to keep learning. Eat right. Just like exercise, scientists are finding out that eating healthier slows cognitive decline. Eat more veggies, leaner meats, lower your fat content, and please don't eat ultra-processed food. Eating highly processed foods like instant noodles, sugary drinks, or frozen meals has been linked to a faster late rate of cognitive decline. Participants who received 20% or more of their daily calories from ultra-processed foods saw a faster decline in their cognitive performance over 6 to 10 years than people with little processed food in their diets. These ultra-processed foods are now making up 58% of our calories consumed by Americans. It's not good. Maintain a healthy weight. Talk to your healthcare provider about your target weight. Being overweight or obese is quickly killing Americans, and it leads to an unhealthy brain. Well, I hope this advice has been helpful. The Alzheimer's Association now believes that 40% of all dementia may be prevented by taking on healthy behaviors. For more information, visit alz.org/healthyhabits. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Hey, I know some of these changes in behavior can be quite the challenge, but I also know that the alternative is declining health and increasing one's chance of Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, if that doesn't get you motivated, nothing probably will.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.